Leader!
Order! Order! The House will come to order straight away. Order!
After declaring his love for his wife in the House on Tuesday, Prime Minister John Key revealed that he enjoyed a similar relationship with his cat. In answer to a question from opposition leader David Shearer about the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, or MFAT, paying a consultant $340,000 to advise on staff cuts.
Does he agree with the change management advisers' helpful suggestions to staff facing the loss of their jobs that they, quote, take a hot bath, pray, do yoga, or get a pet, because, quote, a pet's love is unconditional?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I haven't seen the report, nor have I seen the context that's made in, but when it comes to Moonbeam, yes, her love is unconditional to me, yes.
But there was no love lost when, still on cuts to the public service, Labour's Chris Hipkins put this question to Finance Minister Bill English.
Does he stand by the Prime Minister's statement that, quote, let me reiterate National's position, we are in no way going to reduce the number of frontline staff. Let me make this absolutely clear. Under National, the numbers of doctors, nurses, teachers, social workers, police and other frontline staff will grow. And if so, how does he reconcile that statement with the recent news DHBs are looking to shed medical staff, education officials are considering increasing class sizes, police are looking to reduce the number of staff, Housing New Zealand are laying off staff and replacing them with a call centre, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade is reducing consular services and replacing them with an 0800 number as well?
Mr. English said he did stand by the Prime Minister's statement.
Because since he became Prime Minister, there are 600 additional frontline police, 1,600 extra teachers, over 2,000 more nurses and allied health staff, and 800 more doctors working in our public health service.
Finance Minister Bill English in Question Time, which was followed by the Wednesday general debate and the third reading of the Building Amendment Bill No. 3 before the House went into committee for a detailed debate on the controversial Search and Surveillance Bill. Meanwhile, in the committee rooms, debate about something entirely different, as Rhys Lyon reports.
The Health Select Committee heard submissions on a bill which sets up regulations for natural health products. One submission came from the Prime Minister's science advisor, Sir Peter Gluckman, who supported the bill but had reservations about a government agency endorsing such products.
For the mere fact that the label will say this is marketed up with the approval of whatever the authority is, it will be taken to be an official endorsement of the nature of the health claim that is made, whether it is justifiable or not.
Sir Peter Gluckman agreed with the bill's requirement for companies to provide evidence of the benefits from natural health products.
I think at least in this domain of voluntary use of unvalidated products for perceived health claims, the public is entitled to know what evidence exists and whether it's based merely on traditional use or the level of scientific evidence that exists.
Meanwhile, industry representative Michelle Palmer of Natural Products New Zealand also supported the bill, saying regulation gave the industry more credibility. To illustrate why regulation was needed, she gave an example of a woman who gave the industry a bad reputation.
She told me the label was going to say it treats osteoarthritis. And I said, wow, what's the science behind that? Her response was, I've got all the science I need. I have tested it on my three Labradors.
Ms. Palmer also stressed the need for evidence before natural health products hit the shelves.
Companies need to be able to make claims for the products they sell, but they must have the evidence to support that. The bill does not define what those levels of evidence are. New Zealand does not need to reinvent the wheel here. Countries around the world have done a lot of this work for us. For example, Health Canada, the TGA in Australia, they've already set what they believe the claims level of evidence should be. We need to start by looking at there. We're not saying that that's the be and end of it all, but it needs to be the starting point.
Michelle Palmer of Natural Products New Zealand making a submission on the Natural Health Products Bill to the Health Select Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.